candidate, and we want to make sure that he becomes the candidate after the primaries. We're also joined back by Walter Burian. And Walter, as you mentioned on the break, and your metaphors are so incisive about the real problems, and I haven't heard this on literally anywhere else, including any other radio or television broadcasts, on the alternative or regular news to the concise level that you've talked about today. This is not just a peripheral issue. We're not just dealing with 9/11 or depleted uranium. We're dealing with the actual spinal cord and central nervous system of the beast. This is why they've used this doublespeak and this circumlocution around the whole issue, that they, when the government put in Obamacare, for example, or cap and trade, the 2006 bill that Gary will talk about in a moment here in California and the federal government, that all of these things are designed to maximize profits, and as they crash the economy to buy all the assets up, so that's why we have the crises we have, because it's a control of the government is the New World Order. We don't have to wait for a future incarnation of it. They are the New World Order, and they are coming clean with the fact that the CAFR, which you tried to do through this remarkable process of setting up these abilities to actually determine the asset values of different things. Of course, you talked about this before, about these of setting up an audit so that you can prove to other jurisdictions, county, state, federal, other countries, that simply with the asset values that they already have, they could wipe out taxes and provide all the things that they need, whether it's health care or military or putting high-speed rail through the country or all kinds of things, redoing the distribution of our networks of highways and our water distribution networks. Resurgence of the economy is literally just a matter of re-looking at our books and actually what assets we have. It's like someone who is in poverty and doesn't realize that his father gave him a chest full of money that he told him to, in his will, to bury underneath his living room, and he just had to open up the floorboards and pull it out, and he'd have plenty of money to rebuild his home, to set up, to get the farm operational, and to have business that would be booming, but yet we won't pull up those floorboards and look at the books.
Well, exactly what we've got going on right now, this is Gary Arnold talking, we've got the biggest recycling task before the world government, and they're going through each and every community, especially throughout the United States, with their wildlands project and their rural cleansing, and they're getting rid of all kinds of competition. It fits in with the Club of Rome and UNESCO and other people's thoughts about reducing the world population quite severely. But in the meantime, they don't want to trash anything that they can use or recycle. So they're fleecing the sheep before they take them to the butcher shop and take the very last bit they can out of them.
Oh, I can't believe that. That's so
scientifically designed and so massive on a whole scale level. But they are right in your community, and that's where your other guest has been has had his finger right on that pulse of this extraction of wealth. Again, very surreptitiously and by design. So
let's talk about that for a second. Walter, I know you haven't had a chance to look at the California Cap and Trade 2006 bill, but the federal government passed one last year through this illegal and unethical Congress, and they're moving to implement it. They also want to have amnesty bills, other bills. The Obamacare has very little to do with health care. This, according to what the financial people I've talked to, like Bob Chapman and Joel Skousen and many other financial experts, this is the largest indirect tax and power grab in the history of the planet to set up a world government under this green bubble. And, of course, this is another part of this process that goes right back to the CAFR and this set of not looking at the entire books, in other words.
Well, keep in mind, the CAFR is for local government.
Right.
And there's approximately 184,000 either annual financial reports or comprehensive annual financial reports produced by local governments. Now, they're all separate, distinct to themselves. The collective totals dwarf the entire holdings of the United States private sector. The the bottom line is that they never consolidate totals. There's a total void in cognitive thought or discussion due to the money involved and the control involved. So you always get a death ear from the media. People keep saying, well, what is not the media report on this? NBC, CBS, ABC, how come they don't do their job? And I say, they do an excellent job. They do exactly what they're paid to do. And that's not generate a cognitive thought on these issues.
Right.
Now, they're in a 100% symbiotic relationship in this structure. They're not, if some reporter mentioned it, he'd find himself back alley getting you-know-what-it on.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, they've had a lock on this for 65 years due to the money involved. This is not a small issue. It's not a issue. It is the issue. Control of the money, the wealth. It's all about wealth transfer. Every structure that has been set up as government puts forward their, we're going to perform a service for you, has been designed to, you know, in an indirect fashion, to directly funnel all the money back into what they already own through investment.
Right.
Guaranteeing themselves an investment profit at the cost of a taxpayer expense. Now, California, if you look at the collective local, I think there's over 15,000 local governments within California, cities, county, school districts, enterprise authorities, you know, the whole. If you look at their collective liquid investment assets from the multitude of individual specialty funds each one has, you're talking a conservative $8 trillion, okay, in California.
Yeah, and that's the eighth largest economy on earth, and there's no reason to go bankrupt when you talk about a $30 billion debt or deficit for this year, and they're talking about shutting down schools, shutting down, like in Los Angeles, one of the school districts, cutting a 1 week of school, laying off hundreds of teachers in just little territories like Oceanside or Vista. This is an obscenity. And what's going to happen is they want to do this to literally yank out credit, cause massive increases in unemployment, and then at very minimal fire sale prices, buy up all the assets, all the commercial and other real estate corporations, and then literally create a state of austerity while they become the overlords of this new version of the New World Order.
And what they've done on a psychological aspect is actually brilliant on their part. It's very basic also. If you had two neighbors, you know, Jim on the right and Steve on the left, and Jim comes knocking on your door, hey, can I borrow $500? I lost my job. My wife has to have an operation. Can I borrow $1,000? You know, you're ignoring him, or you're like, you blank your mind out. And if you hear your door knock and you think it's him, you cringe. Now, your neighbor on the left, Steve, hey, want to come over to Zurich in my Citation too? We're all with Willie Nelson and Mel Gibson to a big party. Do you want to go? You're there, sure. Right? You're watching him like a hawk, and, you know, you're just waiting for him to knock on your door. So, government plays a very good Jim on the right, even though they have a million net worths of the Steve on the left.
Right.
You know, and by constantly pushing for more money, expansion, everybody goes, these guys are stupid. These idiots, look, they just keep spending more and more and more. Somebody who calls them idiots is the idiot, because here they are sucking in about 65% of the productivity value of an entire nation, okay, each and every year, and you call them stupid? Not a chance. They're manipulating between themselves, and 70% of their crowd is attorneys. 70% of your congressmen, senators, governors are all now attorneys. The president, an attorney. They're networking between themselves. Everyone knows the reputation of attorneys. They're networking between themselves to walk with as much cash as possible now, locking in the productivity value of the next seven generations.
Right. In other words, they're setting up a new world dynasty based on this new green bubble. And this next phase launched in California and across America as a Judas goat for the whole world will crush not only the middle class, but literally private property ownership autonomy will be gone. Back in a moment with more from Gary Richard Arnold and Walter Burian. Amazing. Report, and Walter, I want to hear a response from Gary on this cap and trade 2006. It's going to be culminated or brought into action. What are the nasty bullet points that this is going to do to California? And of course, so California goes, so the nation goes, and the whole world. And they have to wrestle to the ground and slaughter the United States. They're making massive trillion-dollar profits. Literally, the governments of this nation, local constituents, pension funds, by literally destroying America, investing in China now to the tune of trillions of dollars. So this process is in other words, the New World Order is the governments of the world that are literally going to subjugate and destroy the population and our industry. What will happen with cap and trade? What's going to happen this year if this is instituted in California?
Well, California is like a dictatorship all by itself. You know, by itself, it would be the sixth or seventh largest country in the world. And, of course, we had Arnold Schwarzenegger installed by the media with his wife, Shriver, you know, the daughter of Sergeant Shriver, who put together the first, the brown shirts, the Peace Corps, which is... put intelligence agents around the world to work on the various countries there. Also, Arnold Schwarzenegger's in very tight with Warren Buffett and Lord Rothschild, and has been virtually following every one of their dictations when it comes to global intentions. In the year 2006, he signed Assembly Bill 32, and their program has implementation timeline starting from that date ending on 2012.
Right.
At the end of 2010, the ARB, you know, the Air Resources Board, and other agencies are developing to adopt greenhouse gas rules and programs. But they've already affected 3 or 4 years of incredible restrictions on business, and that's just one of the reasons why we're being destroyed in the state. At the same time, they've created a substitute constitution by an outfit called California Forward. It's funded by a handful of tax-exempt organizations like the Hawes Foundation that makes the Blue Jeans and the Levi's, by the Irvine Foundation that stole all their land down in Orange County from the Indians and have incredible profit just accruing to them constantly, like the Packard Foundation. David Packard was a founding, originating member of the Trilateral Commission, and Goldwater was right, talking about their seizing the, you know, four centers of control in the United States. But what they've done, instead of just doing it at the top, and like Walter Burian's telling us, a lot of that action is going right under our nose. They have adopted an Agenda 21 that comes from the Kyoto Treaties, world government instituted policies that change representative government entirely. Agenda 21 has been changing laws across the country, but very specifically here in California. These laws have been put together piecemeal, again under the guise of the green or the environmental camouflage. And they've also, we've got now some 600 cities inside the United States. And this, the county that I live in, Santa Cruz, the largest city in Monterey, Salinas, is signing on to an outfit called ICLEI, which is a front for the World Bank. And in those jurisdictions, they hype up this changing of laws. They call it harmonizing. And that's in preparation for a North American Union, which is to get rid of the borders. And, of course, we've got Obama, who came directly from the... Business International Corporation, which is a CIA operation. He was groomed and trained there to be our president, and he's as disposable as any of the other ones that they use. But you know, he's there to bring it to us with a smile.
Yeah.
And I have a little bit of disagreement when you guys are talking, or maybe just perception when you're talking about China benefiting from this, or other people talking about the Arabs benefiting from that. I think we all now know that, you know, it's not the Arabs that are benefiting, but what originally was called the Seven Sisters, that the Americans were the Americans and the British were the ones that divided the lines after World War II. And,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
And these are basically puppets. When we look at Red China, we look at who opened up China. We're looking at Kissinger. We're looking at the first ambassador to China, which was Skull and Bones Bush. We look at his uncle, who was in partnership. He was head of the China-American Chamber of Commerce. We see the same routine that was done both with Hitler and both with the Soviet Union, and that was, at that time, it was run out of 120 Broad Street, totally exposed by Dr. Sutton when he received all those secret papers. Again, the action is right in your own community. That's where you can do the most.
Yeah, they're the puppets, in other words.
The only reason it keeps together is because they have to lie and compartmentalize their lies. That's our best benefit, is the truth itself, because Most people that are operating on their program are pre-programmed to do and know only so much. And if, as we get this information out, it's going to change their paradigm, and it's going to change their chances of winning, but it's going to take every bit of effort that we've got to be able to document and get this truth out there and overcome this.
Well, I think 3 years ago, the globalists directed the communist Chinese, and they're really tinpot capitalists, to sell the largest heavy equipment manufacturing company in the world to the Carlyle Group, which they bought at a song from the so-called communist Chinese. They are a vassal of the global government, and even all of their high-speed rail is foreign technology that's brought there. All of the factories, they're producing all these products because they have a slave labor class with 7,000 Laodai camps in 97, probably more now, where these international corporations have built factories in China for the behest of the globalists, like the Walmart Corporation and all these big ones, which is why we're having this tax-free 15 and four-day strike in April, because this is the center of the beast. They have literally, as you say, it's local. It's right here in California. It's right across the country. It's in other countries. And it's your government and their accountants and their lawyers that are doing all of this to you. It's not the Chinese, not the Russians. It's right there local, isn't it?
It's brought in by your local city managers, your League of Cities, your regional organizations. And these people, the City Managers Association, city manager doesn't have to be a citizen of this country. And when there's a national emergency, it's not the elected representatives that represent you, but it's the city manager who's in direct control. In this particular area, we voted out fluoride both in Santa Cruz and in Watsonville, in Santa Cruz County here, by a majority. They're now attempting to force it one more time because the state legislature is forcing it on the people. And the city manager gives it to the council. The council was congratulated by the state for passing it the day before it even came to the council's, was delivered to the council for a vote on it. Which means that they're no more than puppets. They don't think for themselves. They adopt at the same meeting, they were adopting the International Women's Day, the United Nations International Women's Day. No policy, no thought, no two synapses come together in your local city council that is original or direct from your own community. Virtually all of their efforts and their actions are not on behalf of their constituents, but are on behalf of the people that put them in there, or these foundations or newspapers. Every newspaper in this Monterey Bay area, with the exception of maybe one or two smaller ones, have been bought out by Bill Gates. His wife, Melinda Gates, is a Bilderberger. They use their tax-exempt foundations. You and I, we go into a business, I mean, we get murdered with taxes. You know, they just float around the world. They don't have to worry about a twit about...
Welcome back, and the diagnosis is in. We have the two top specialists have come into the intensive care unit of the top hospital, if you want to call it the economic hospital of the nation, and told us the correct diagnosis, so now we can cure it if we had a proper audit to show what's really going on, not just in, as you said on break, Walter, the people that you go to church with, the people that are in your city council, the people that have the smiley faces on, they're the problem. It's not the Mr. Vladimir Putin or the head of the Chinese People's Republican Army. The globalists are really us. In other words, it's citizens here in America that are selling us out by not having the guts to stand up and say, yeah, we've got billions and trillions of dollars of money that's invested in 100 and some thousand CAFR funds that are invested to literally strip to the bone America and ship our business overseas and to destroy employment and personal autonomy and property and to crash the commercial and residential real estate. In fact, they're buying up with these pension funds people's properties after they lose them, so that there's almost money to be made by continuing to fuel the foreclosure and the remortgaging. And I heard that 51.7% of people who under the Obama plan supposedly re-up their mortgages with this new plan have now in a state of default. So there's money to be made by fueling the disaster and the destruction of America, and your neighbors and your churchgoers that go to the same churches are the criminals that are doing this, right?
See, now Richard Mack is trying to help return, you know, law and order as a kind of an antidote to nationalization of police by reasserting the sheriff's power. Now, we have to do the same thing with the city managers and so forth. The first major city in the United States to form a city management form of government was in 1929 in Cincinnati, and that was Charles P. Taft, Yale, Skull and Bones. These son of a bitches are everywhere where there is treason. They're the nervous system of the various organizations, the Big Trinity, the Trilats, the Bilderbergers, and the CFR, whose, you know, very proclamations in their own writings. They're, you know, they hate sovereignty and they want to do away with the United States. But doing away with the United States, not only in form, but in the numbers of people and in the composition of what you and I do for, or anybody does for a living. We are no longer to be profit, motivated by profit. In fact, there was a man that was hired by, his name was Stuart Chase. He was hired by the Social Science Research Council and the Russell Sage Foundation, and it was called The Proper Study of Mankind, and he recommended in one of his books that profit-making be punishable by firing squads. And you can see everything they're doing, they're trying to take the profit out of it. They want a forced economy. They want it to go back into a new feudalism where nobody dares even look these conspirators in the eye. Again, we've got the information. We need to share it and just be out there nonstop.
Yeah.
A key point regarding the city managers. They're all appointed positions, and what happens is the local government may interview 60, 70 different managers, and they're going to pick out the one, good qualifications, but more importantly, who's going to cooperate with their agenda. That's who gets the appointment as city manager or county manager.
Right, and very shortly, unfortunately, I mean, I understand why people get so frustrated for limiting terms, but what's happened is in the state legislature in California, we've had limited terms for a while. We find out that it's the staff that are more highly wired because they stay. It's only the elected representatives that have to change and leave each time. So the new people that are elected are totally dependent on these people that are already wired into these organizations, whether it's the California League of Cities or all these state associations. They can't move without the staff's assistance. And the staff can make you look good, or they can make you look bad, or they can they know how to trip you up. So the people are more dependent on the chief operating officer in a county or a city manager in a city than the person you recommend. In fact, many of the city charters prevent a council person from going to a department to see if they can do something for a constituent. When they're running for office, they tell everybody all these things they're going to do for them, and then when they win, they send them up to the California League of Cities, and they're told what for. What they can do and what they can't do. And what they can't do, they have to go through the city manager before they can go to any department. So who's really in charge?
Yeah, the bureaucrats are in charge. I had an interesting comment from one of our listeners just now, Frank, and he's actually Croatian, and he talked about this because he lived behind the Iron Curtain for a period of time. And he wrote here, Marco Polo is one who opened trade to China and was Croatian. Communism is invention of the West and not China. Of course, everybody knows that. China is not communist, but the leadership was installed by communist USA. That's also true, not just USA, Britain. And it was invented by Karl Marx, who was hired by the globalists, the Royal Institute for International Studies, to create the communist idea. And, of course, China being betrayed, well, it's being betrayed on multiple levels. In fact, the creation of communism was run by these international bankers, and the installation of Mao Zedong was under the control of the British. And, of course, your comments, gentlemen, because what we're seeing here is they're using America as a broodmare for the New World Order, and the people here don't realize that we have corruption in our own local governments that are leading us down this pathway to 20-30% unemployment and a new state of austerity that's going to cause social disarray and a martial law and a full communist socialist state where the government controls everything, and we are going to be under a matrix, and this is where we're going, isn't it?
I have a key comment regarding China. About 20 months ago, U.S. government investment funds were taking over the Chinese economy. And also, at this specific time, I think we were ready to launch an attack against Iran. It was going to happen that week. The whole stage was set and it was ready to go. All of a sudden, on a Sunday, here in the United States, in China, they announced that they were going to restrict any further participation of investment funds in their country. They put a cap on it, no more, because we were controlling the economy too much.
Right.
India simultaneously announced that they were going to put severe restrictions on U.S. government management funds manipulating their derivatives market. So simultaneously, China and India came out. I think that was a shot across the bow saying, you don't move on Iran.
Exactly. In fact, I recommended that last year when I said on this program, China, don't let them manipulate the markets to use you so that they can invade yet another country and then irradiate hundreds of millions of your population with radiation from a nuclear war against Iran in the Middle East. And they listened.
I agree with that for earlier caller. And if he goes to one of my sites, it's called themuckraker.net. And if he looks under articles, it's called All in the Family. But it shows, it defines this takeover of Russia by the Wall Streeters. And the Red Cross mission to Russia was no more than a reconnaissance cover for a conspiracy to overthrow the Tsar. And William, the guy, the head of the Red Cross mission, or the second in command, was Raymond Robbins. And he quotes in his book, he says, "I am the servant of William Boyce Thompson. Let us assume I'm here to capture Russia for Wall Street." Now, that's in his book, Decision to Intervene, Soviet-American Relations, page 190. And, I mean, it's really clear. I mean, the people that went on the Red Cross mission had nothing to do with medical care. One of them was Howard Stanley from Guaranteed Trust. Another was Elihu Root from William Collins Whitney, and another one was Harry Payne Whitney. But these people were not people from the Red Cross. They were there to capture Russia for Wall Street.
Right, and even the transfer, the transfer of technologies like uranium and the Volga River plant set up by Ford Corporation, the largest plant for making the T-tanks, a series that the Russians have, all was done by these U.S. and British-based bankers to get control and capture them. That's what happened. And I need to understand that the same thing happened to China. Thank God they're finally saying no to manipulating the investment capital, because they're trying to promulgate a third world war that they want to bring out of this austerity and recession depression. Back in a moment. Welcome back, and let's get these websites in. CAFR1, CAFR1.com, to get, and they can go with a $3 fee. They can get 2 days of looking at your current version of the video. And what's it called again on your website, Walter?
The Only Game in Town, and they can share their link with a few friends and family, too, so they can see.
Yeah, for a couple of days. And now, also, Gary, you are running for the 17th Congressional District. Give us your website so people can sign up, and if they can support you, then you need donations, you need prayerful and other support, too, because we need to get this moving. This is the year, 2010, where we turn this around or else, because I believe that with the California bill coming in and with the implementation of the cap and trade, this will be the final game that will implement the total global totalitarian state worldwide and destroy and wipe out the nation state's personal autonomy and personal property, and everyone will be a serf in a total scientific dictatorship with a world government based on a false premise of this cap and trade green bubble.
Yes, if they go to Arnold.com, that's Arnold is the answer.com. And that's with no spaces in between. That's arnoldistheanswer.com. And I'll tell you what you're going to get there. You're going to get all kinds of things. You're going to get free downloads of Department 7277. You're going to get the free download of None Dare Call It Conspiracy. You're going to get the free download of Dr. Anthony Sutton's America's Secret Establishment. You're going to get speeches from Henry V, the Shakespeare one, to John F. Kennedy's speech on secret societies. It is just laced with information and documentation. They're going to have a lot of fun on that website. That is arnoldistheanswer.com. And let me tell you a little bit about this district. This is a district where the present sitting CIA chief is ensconced. Leon Panetta ran from this district. Leon Panetta was involved with a person by the name of Hugh DeLacy, who was an intimate with the sword spy ring. We were talking about Japan and the Reds and all that during the World War II. But the connections with Hugh DeLacy, in fact, Hugh DeLacy has a plaque on the courthouse steps here, and the California State Legislature at one time called him the foremost communist organizer and propagandist in the state of California, in so many words. But Leon Panetta is connected to a number of hardcore Reds. The son of Al Vibesi, who wrote the foreword to one of their big propaganda pieces, and he met over here at a building called the Nelson Loudon Center, and celebrated this communist's life together with his wife, who was a communist organizer for in Kansas. In fact, he signed a proclamation as comrade. So that's who we have as the head of the CIA. Now his lackey is in there now, is Sam Farr, who has endorsed all the Agenda 21 materials around here. He flew the United Nations flag at his congressional office until even Washington, D.C. became so embarrassed, and he finally took it down. He takes his trips to Cuba from time to time. He's for open borders. He's for everything they are. He's got the dummy socialist in the streets thinking he's for the people, when really everything he does is for the international bankers, whether it's NAFTA or all the rest of the alphabet things that the cartels and the bankers want. But anyway, if I can win the primary, then we can take this battle all the way to November.
Absolutely. Now, you have a couple websites, and I'm going to post up the links after the show today. California Global Warming Solutions Act of 2006. The website is opencarbonworld.com. This is crazy when you start reading this, what it's going to do. I mean, if you can summarize that, and then we have the ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I, to hold 2010 World Congress in Incheon, Korea. This is posted up just March 22nd, 2010. Let's go over these two links where people can have a look at these documents. This is mind-blowing. You look at this and you say, this is why we're in the trouble we're in. And we have a globalist in the governor of California. We have a globalist in the White House, a usurper in chief. We literally are at the final stages of putting the icing and the cherry on top of the cake. We don't have to look for a future New World Order. We're facing it right now.
Right. Well, we talked about regionalization, and it took years and years, and even this year, he divided the United States into that 10 regions that was resisted for so long by executive order. There's a council of states now, and California is the tree. He's also given diplomatic immunity to Interpol, so agents from the international community can now kill, murder, slay, and not have any responsibility whatsoever. They can move among us and call as they will,
right?
Or do.
Yeah, in other words,
they can be
from Canada.
It's outrageous. This is a coup d'état. This is the bells ringing. This is the time for Paul Revere to get going. And nobody should be sitting on their couch after this program's over. They need to do something today and make some plans. We can win it if everybody stands up, because they're still running on lies, but they're executing their plan, and it doesn't look good. Now, you're talking about ICLEI. ICLEI is a front for the World Bank. There's 600 cities in the United States, and it's growing, daily. They contract with this front, and they adopt the Kyoto, the UN recommendations, and what it does is it so-called harmonizes the laws. It changes the laws that makes it easy for the acceptance of a North American Union, and that's what ICLEI and Agenda 21 and all these environmental things are all about. And at the same time, they're trying to take your livelihood away from you. They're trying to take your health care away from you. They expect to extinguish you slowly so they do not have to risk their perch. And we have enough people across the country with information that a lot of your listeners, I'm sure, are familiar with. But now's the time to order a case of books or order a dozen DVDs. Get yourself a replicator, and those DVDs where you're allowed to reproduce them, get them out there. And that's going to help the producers of it, because then they can go on speaking trips, and other people will find out who's doing it, and they'll buy their other products. But you need to make a real effort right now with the truth.
Yeah, in other words, 2010 is when they're going to install this, not 2012. They want to have everything, and what I've heard is that by next year, they want to have world government a fait accompli.
My guess is they're afraid. I know that a lot of this information, a lot of you great people out there have been mixing in with these Tea Party groups, getting them more educated. You can make some progress there, but do not leave out the people that you sometimes have deemed the enemy, the leftists, the people that are against the war. This needs to be won across the political spectrum.
Exactly.
It's kind of like the blind men around the elephant. We see bits and pieces of it. There's no sense punching each other out trying to make it perfect. Let's just share our views and go after the eye of the octopus.
Good comments, Walter. Your comments about this, because this is the final, if you want to call it, this is the Donnybrook. This is the final battles. This is like Braveheart with a 12-foot long pikes and the heavy horses coming on over the highlands of Scotland. I mean, this is the final battle, isn't it?
I've got a download on my website, arnoldistheanswer.com, with Mel Gibson going back before the troops, talking about whether they're going to fight or they're going to lay in bed and wishing they did.
Yeah, exactly.
And the same thing with Henry V. There's some good, stirring stuff on that website.
Absolutely. Walter, your comments.
Just one notation. Braveheart is my favorite, which I've given out about 30 copies of and watched about 20 times. But the corporate, for-profit, gargantuan government, it's acting as a corporation now. As I mentioned, their number one liability is viewing annual financial report, because they had to keep their own records, and that's why not a peep, not a mention, not a word. Now, on my site, on the download directory, I keep track of how many things are downloaded, and I looked at last month's downloads. The Federal Reserve audit, the annual financial report for the audit, 17,000 downloads.
Whoa.
The audit of the IRS, 14,000 downloads. That's a lot of downloads. So, that's starting to strain the bubble of the corporate government U.S. New World Order because of disclosure and discovery. People are looking and learning. You can't change anything. You can't comment on anything until you look and learn.
Right.
And here, people are looking and learning.
Amazing. 180-some thousand CAFR organizations across the country, local, state, pension funds, etc., they're the New World Order, aren't they?
Yeah, and you people out there, use those city council meetings and so forth. They usually have 2 or 3 minutes in which you can use it for a forum. Use that forum. Bring your information in there. Make some copies. Pass it around to the city council, and it'll go into their archives, and more people will hear about it.
And join Jurisdictionary, and then use your Jurisdictionary skills to get into these city council meetings, these state meetings, these budget meetings, and then that's where the real business is. That's why we are being enslaved. That's why our business is being shipped to China, because they're making money, stripping us to the bone. Thanks very much, gentlemen. Amazing. Walter Burian, CAFR1, CAFR1.com, and ArnoldIsTheAnswer.com. We'll be back tomorrow with Harley Schlanger and Joel Skousen. World Affairs Brief.